Really delighted with the performance, and I think as a team, you know, they are the best type of wins when you're under a lot of pressure. We was up against a team that played very direct today, big Brown up front that wins a lot of ball. I thought we had to have two centre-halves that were very good today, and I think both of them were. And I'm delighted for Dunkey because he's had a little bit of a difficult time of late, but I thought him and Connor were excellent, as were, I thought, the team. But you had to put in that type of performance today defensively and try and have a little bit of quality going forward, and I think we got the balance quite right.
How pleased are you for him individually, Lewis Dunn, because the focus has been on him, a couple of defensive errors. To bounce back as a manager, how does that make you feel?
I'm more so delighted for him, because it is a tough time, and I think it's the same as if you're a striker that's going for a difficult period where you're not scoring goals and people ask questions, but I think certainly within the camp here we are very much aware of what a good player that Lewis is, and sometimes you go through this period, you know, he could go through a period where perhaps some of the errors he's made don't result in goals, and it happens that way, but he'll be better and stronger for it.
Also, Connor Goldson, as he's really starting to grow into this side now, he seems to be growing in confidence on the pitch.
Yeah, I thought he was good again today. And what you've got there, of course, is two young, I think one 22 and one 23, I think, two young defenders that showed a fair bit of stature today. So yeah, also pleased for him. But they needed a good team around them today. And we had to defend well. Baram and Dale had to give us a real good shield because they're probably as direct a team as we've played this season, and a difficult place to come. But you've got to have a little bit of quality when you need it, and I think we showed that on the goal.
What about Bobby Zamora? A word on him. I mean, it's been a long time without a goal for this team, but he pops up at the right time again.
He does, and, you know, Bobby had obviously a very good chance, of course, in that second half. He's, you know, generally Bobby's not one that has, you know, a lot of chances, but he generally puts a fair percentage of them away. And we were pleased to be able to start him today. I think we needed him, the type of game that we knew it was going to be. We needed someone like Bobby that's got that real physical presence up front and real clever presence up front to be able to hold onto this ball and gives us a target. And I think he allows Toma to work around him. So, yeah, we're delighted to get what we got at Bobby, and we hope that we can continue to get more.
Can you keep starting each week?
Yeah, and and I understand the question. Probably the answer has been no. But, you know, as we're going into the season and deeper into the season, then, you know, we also have to take Bobby sort of week by week and day by day. But I think today he showed his value to us.
And after what you've been through the last couple of weeks, what can this do for your promotion push? The other teams dropped points today. You're back in the mix.
Well, I think looking at the results today shows what this championship is all about. And I think it probably allows us to go back to Tuesday at Rotherham. And I think if we'd put in the type of performance today we did to Rotherham, it would have given us a better chance of winning the game. And you have to be at it every game. And really delighted to get the points. Hopefully that's us turn the corner now, and we can look forward to another tough home game against Huddersfield.
Just one word, Sam Baldock not in the matchday squad today. Is that an injury?
No, very minor. He trained the day before yesterday, felt something coming on with his calf, so we couldn't risk it. The good news is that, that on testing, there wasn't too much of a problem there, but so we're hoping that he'll train the early part of this week. So hopefully that will just see him missing this game.